Jesus, come, for we invite you.
Chris, some hymns paraphrase the words of the Bible as they stand, but in this one, you put us directly inside the story. What inspired you to do this?
Well, I love hymns that do paraphrase the Bible. I mean, a classic Christmas one is While Shepherds Watch, which is straight from Luke's Gospel. To give the bigger picture, we sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, the story behind the story, but also to make it my story in the bleak midwinter. Whatever you think of all the snow, what can I give him? If I Were a Shepherd brings me into the story. And I love hymns that can do all three at once. A hymn like When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. So there is an overlap, but I love to get inside the story, not just paraphrase.
So tell us when you wrote this one. And
well, this goes back to Epiphany after Christmas 1979, when we were in Limehouse, and I was about to preach on the wedding at Cana of Galilee, the first miraculous sign of Jesus in the Gospel of John, chapter 2. Meditating on this, I thought, well, this would make a good hymn. Some older hymns touch on the event, assume we know its details, but not many take it as their main subject, which I've done here. And this one could be useful for weddings, except the couples tend to choose what their guests will know.
I love that idea of it being a wedding hymn. How would you help people to overcome that barrier to help their guests sing a hymn they may not know?
Well, I would say to the couple, dare to be different. Choose something a little bit out of the rut. Make sure that you have a group that can lead, or a soloist perhaps. When my youngest son got married, he and his bride chose a song I didn't know at all, and I wasn't so sure about it. But when it came on the day, now, whenever that song comes up, I think of my son's wedding, and it's lovely. I associate his wedding with that lovely song.
Jesus, come, for we invite you, guest and master, friend and Lord. Now, as once at Cana's wedding, speak and let us hear your word. Lead us through our need or doubting, hope be born and joy restored. Jesus, come, transform our pleasures, guide us into paths unknown. Bring your gifts, command your servants, let us trust in you alone. Though your hand may work in secret, all shall see what you have done.
Jesus, come in new creation, heaven brought near by power divine. Give your unexpected glory, changing water into wine. Rouse the faith of your disciples, come, our first and greatest sign. Jesus, come. Surprise our dullness. Make us willing to receive more than we can yet imagine, all the best you have to give. Let us find your hidden riches, taste your love, believe and live.